This is the second part of the conversation between Phil and Joshua Lance on accounting for craft breweries. If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, check your podcast feed.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Jaeger CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Jaeger.
Are you familiar with the fact that the number of people taking the CPA exam has dropped off by 50% in the last 10 years?
Yeah, that's something we talk about a lot, especially at the Illinois CPA Society, about just that decrease in that pipeline of people not wanting to take
the CPA exam. What are they talking about doing?
I think it's a difficult problem to assess, because it's how do you get to those potential CPAs while they're in college and assess why they're going to go out, don't sit for the CPA, right? And a lot of them are going more that private industry corporate route, where it's not required, or they don't feel like it's required, and kind of say, okay, well, how do we change that paradigm or change that scope, right? And so, I think it's, the Illinois CPA side has a lot to get involved with college students and kind of providing, the kind of pathways or what the CPA gets you, right? For a lot of college students, they think of the CPA as something either I have to get if I go into public accounting, or I need it for taxes or whatever it may be, and talk a little bit more about like what that knowledge can bring you, what doors it opens up for you over time, right? You don't have to be in public accounting and still have the CPA have relevance to you, right? So talking to college students and kind of getting kind of giving them that idea of what this could be for them, I think it's important, and help there. But yeah, as you said there, it's this admission pipeline, and that's impacting firms across the board, because
it's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you think the CPA is a license or a certificate?
I would see it more as a certificate of kind of the knowledge you gain, right? And what that means. When I think of it as a license, it's like, okay, this requirement that I have to have, and I'm only doing it for the requirement's sake and not for the knowledge gained or what that can prompt for me in my future. So I see it more as that kind of certificate that says, right, like I've achieved the knowledge, passed an exam. I'm committed to using this knowledge going forward in my career, and use it as a springboard, and less so as I checked the box for the license and I can now, practice with that CPA.
Well, you might be surprised that the AICPA examination division, they're changing the exam. I don't know if you know, July 1st.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff is going into auditing. They're taking a lot of stuff out of financial accounting. Yeah. It's all going to auditing. Auditing is changing. And, that's basically saying the CPA is a license to be an accountant, public accountant.
Yeah, right.
Now, a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to, they might want to go into advisory services, consulting, get a niche like you have. All right. But yet, before you can even do that, you have to get that 1 year experience.
Yeah.
And they always bring up the meetings I go to is, well, we got a terrible shortage here, a 50% decline. Anybody have any ideas? Whatever ideas are brought up by the course providers, all right, I talk a lot at these meetings, but I come up with this idea. And then, you know what they say to me? Oh, it won't work. It won't work. Yeah. They admit that the 150 hours maybe wasn't the best idea, all right? But they have to show. Are you familiar with this evolution? That's
The CPA evolution.
You familiar? What do you think of that? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of it, because I don't know what that actually brings to the table, right? Having this additional kind of certification around it of, okay, well, I'm doing this for the audit, or I'm doing this for technology, or I'm doing this for tax, right? Like, I think as a CPA or as someone who is becoming a new accountant in the profession, you kind of experience a lot of these things before you actually know what you want to do, and take an exam that's focused on one or the other, I don't know if is particularly helpful. There are definitely changes that need to be made in the CPA exam and then to make it more relevant. But
they're gonna have a core exam.
Right. Yeah.
Which basically they'll still ask a lot of stuff they ask now, you know?
Right.
And then I got the idea that you can specialize.
Yeah.
But, okay, unless I am completely off base, all right, they're really saying the experience requirement will be the same. Right. So what the heck are we accomplishing here?
Right.
But I'm just a small little guy, you know, who really I didn't really want to be an accountant. Can you believe that? All right. I did take a bookkeeping course in high school. They actually had a bookkeeping course. And I thought, hey, this is like a puzzle. That's why I thought. So I went to college and God, you know what turned me off? My teachers. Mm-hmm. All right. They had practically no experience of any in accounting subjects they were teaching. All right. And they didn't make it exciting. I mean, it would have been nice to have someone point out, hey, you get that CPA and you can do this, you can do that. All right. Well, they couldn't say that because they had not done this and that.
Right.
Okay. So, I don't know how they're going to solve this. But my concern is, and I don't know what you think of this. You think the CPA certificate is going to become a dinosaur?
I would say if it stays the way it is, it can, right? Like, and if we start thinking about more in a license or just to do audits or things like that, right? That can make it a dinosaur. It has to be relevant to what's going on in the profession and in the world today, and be dynamic to that. Accountants are doing more, or having, systems do more of the work and the accountants will do more of the analysis. It needs to focus more on what do these numbers mean versus how do we get the numbers in the first place? Because I know just from my experience with working with, small business owners and the breweries that we work with, they know how the accounting works. They know the mechanics of it, but they don't know what it means to them. And being able to translate that and take that information and say, here's what it means to your business and what do you do with it now? I think is a great skill to have. And unfortunately, CPA exam right now doesn't really teach that. It teaches the blocking and tackling, the theory, and not the how to actually apply this in the real world. And that's the stuff that is relevant and needed going forward to make that, that license to be dynamic. The more we focus on trying to defend, the CPAs as just, doing audits or needing the license to do audits, the less relevant we start to become.
So what do you discuss about this? And the meetings you go to, all right? You said you're aware of this shortage, right? Yeah. Did they have any solid recommendations?
I think a lot of it right now is...
It's a typical meeting.
Yeah. I think a lot of it right now is data gathering and trying to figure it out. But I think you're starting to see that, as students, come through and start to see, what does an accounting career look like for them? They may not be interested in the public accounting world or going and spending their 2 to 3 years there and then churning out to go someplace else, right? They want to have a job that's meaningful to them, but also, allows them to do the things that they enjoy in life. And I think the more we focus on CPA as having this really narrow focus, the more we're going to lose them. And we have to kind of say, what does CPA show? And what does that do? And how does it open doors for you in your career area? Even if you go and do audit for 3 years, what doors is that going to open because of that? And what things are going to learn? And how do we, show, the CPA license, the CPA certificate is really showing that, your knowledge base as far as, being an accountant or being an advisor or things like that.
Do you express these opinions at your meetings?
Oh yeah.
But I want to go back. Where do they go? Do they say they'll look into it?
I think what I enjoy about the Illinois CPA Society is they do a good job of taking these things and saying, what are we actually going to do about it? And I think they're starting to craft their own ways of dealing with it and their own influence they have, especially with regards to the CPA exam, with regards to the ASCPA. And I think they're a little bit more on the leading edge than some of the other societies out there.
No, I think there's people, it's unfortunate that are there are people like you don't go out and talk to students or high schools. It takes time away from your practice. I understand that. And it's just they got to see people who don't look like they are, should I use the word dirty or I don't
know. Yeah. Well, I think it was. I did a speaking engagement at Beta Alpha Psi's national conference 2 years back in 2019 when we could all.
Where was that held?
That was in Chicago. That was when they did it in Chicago.
I didn't go to that one that year. Go ahead.
And I spoke about being an entrepreneurial CPA there, and how there is not just this path between going public or going to corporate. But you can do a lot with a CPA. And it doesn't mean necessarily starting a CPA firm, right? You can, being that, have that entrepreneurial nature opens the doors and allows you to see things in new ways that you wouldn't have seen in the past. And so, like if you ever asked me when I started in public accounting, if I ever thought I was going to run a CPA firm later on, I probably said no, like I would never do that. But, having jumped into it and tried it out, it's kind of opened my eyes to see, okay, well, what are areas in the accounting profession that I can be useful in and ways I can attack it in a new way that I couldn't in a more traditional environment. And so I think, having people open their eyes to like, right, well, you don't just have to go, work at some corporation and be their accountant for 30 years or go into public accounting and be partner, right? There's a lot of ways you can kind of build your career and knowledge you can gain along the way. And so having that more entrepreneurial mindset, I think is helpful in kind of discerning that and making those right career choices for you.
Yeah, and as I said, I've had people on who say today, you can't be a generalist. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make, it's so competitive. Yeah. It's best to be someone with a niche. So yeah, you're married how many years now?
We've been married 16 years this year, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks, yeah. Yeah.
And you have children?
2 children, 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, yeah.
Wow. And what now you get involved a lot with their, are they into sports or anything?
Yeah, my son's into soccer and karate and my daughter's into dance. So I get involved in those things, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. But let me go back. I see you're an adjunct professor. You like teaching?
I do like teaching, yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like being able to just kind of, work directly with students and kind of help explain complicated things simply to them and help them learn those things along the way. I think that interaction you get when teaching with a group of students is great. The feedback, the ability to kind of shape and inform them as they get their college degree, I think is it's really fun and beneficial.
What courses do you teach?
Yeah, so I teach a accounting for, basically it's called Accounting for Startups. It's part of a entrepreneurship minor at Northwestern University. And so a lot of that is teaching people who may not be wanting to be accountants, what accounting is and how that would impact their business ventures in the future. Talking about general accounting practices, talking about tax, talking about how to read financials and present those to a board of directors or to investors or things like that. And then I teach another course that is geared towards teaching engineers accounting as part of their master's program.
How have you been teaching? Through Zoom calls and all that stuff?
Yeah. So the last year or so, it's all been Zoom calls. Yeah. I used to teach in person.
What do you lecture or tell me how you do a class online?
it's a little harder to do it because it's harder to get that kind of feedback from students when you're online. But part of it's a little bit of lecture, but a lot of it is working through problems, case studies, things like that to kind of make the class a little bit more interactive in an online setting. So, trying to incorporate different problems or working through issues or have them work in teams together to come up with solutions.
Do you like teaching in front of a group? Is that something you enjoy more than, what do you think of this online stuff?
Yeah, I prefer teaching in front of students versus doing it online. I think you just get you have more of their attention when you do that versus when they're sitting in front of a Zoom call. They have all these things going on outside that Zoom window. And so I find teaching in person is better, but we've made do the last year or so.
There was no choice, right?
There's no choice, yeah.
Do you go to Evanston? Is that where you
live? Yeah.
My brother-in-law and his wife lived in Chicago. Now they're in Florida, but she wanted to show me Chicago. She didn't know Chicago. So we ended up in Evanston, Illinois, at Northwestern.
Yeah.
And we had dinner at some place there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it was a nice area, beautiful area.
It is. It is very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where they filmed, oh God, what was the name of that? All of those Chris Columbus movies, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Home Alone and all that.
Home Alone, all that stuff. Yeah, it's all in that area. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, God. No, I was in Chicago a few years ago, and that was my first and only time. It was the American Accounting Association meeting, BETA, and it was so hot and humid. The week before was beautiful.
Yeah.
The week after was beautiful. But I enjoyed Chicago. I mean, good restaurants.
Yes, very good restaurants.
And one of the book publishing companies took us to a baseball game the Cubs play.
Wrigley Field, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought, oh, I'd love to go in there. Because I enjoyed baseball. Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan. But we get out of the bus they rented. And all of a sudden, they start walking away from the stadium. And I said, wait a minute, aren't we going to the stadium? Oh, no. We're sitting on the top of one of those row houses.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking me to a house? I want to see the stadium. Is it hard to get tickets?
It can be, yeah. It can be really hard to get tickets, yeah.
Well, yeah, I would have loved to have seen the inside because that is historical. You know, are you a Cubs fan?
I'm a Cubs fan, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm a Yankees fan. Like the Yankees?
They're okay.
No, I'm not. So you teach also, now is the Farley Center for Entrepreneurship, is that Northwestern?
That's Northwestern, yeah.
So do you teach entrepreneurship courses?
I teach accounting and entrepreneurship, yeah.
How does that, what's the difference?
So it's the accountant entrepreneurship is really teaching entrepreneurs to become accountants, or not become accountants, but understand accounting, you know, as part of their entrepreneurship minor. There's a kind of a crash course in business there. You can't get at Northwestern, there's no business degree as an undergrad. You can get your MBA there in the graduate school, but there's no undergraduate business degree. So
they don't have an undergraduate in accounting course?
No.
But they have a master's of science. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can do that all, at the Kellogg at the master's level, but not the undergraduate level. Yeah. So a lot of people take the entrepreneurship minor kind of as a business minor, as a way to kind of get those business skills. So,
I've heard people talk about these entrepreneurship programs, and they say a lot of it is taught by the same faculty, you know, as in the undergraduate or whatever. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they walk out and they say, I don't think I really got a good program because I wanted to have people who really are in that industry teach us.
And,
is that what they do with your program or what?
They do, yeah. Yeah. So all the professors are adjunct and they all come from Brian's background, whether they're investment bankers or venture capitalists or accountants or work in marketing companies or whatever, right? Like, so you get that more tangible real life, you know, experience of those people versus people are just in academia all the time.
Do you mentor students or do you just don't have the time for that? What do you think of that? Should we have mentoring of students maybe to give them a little more enthusiasm? I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways to get this profession.
Yeah.
Doesn't die off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mentoring, even giving people in our firm, right, we've had interns come through and we've had people come through who are, you know, trying to get their experience with the CPA license and I think opening up those opportunities that say, hey, there's other ways to get this instead of going to a large firm doing audits, right, for a year, right? Like, there are other ways to get ingrained in the accounting world and get that experience. And it doesn't have to be the typical large public accounting firm. It doesn't have to be the typical corporate experience. There are other ways to get there. And I think that can be a helpful way just to open the students' eyes up as to, you know, whether other pass out of accounting besides going to the corporate or going to the public. So, you know, having those other options, I think get people more excited about getting their accounting degree and ultimately getting their CPA exam passed. But it's a, I think when people see, you know, I could work 80 hours a week and, you know, and burn myself out in a couple of years in public, right? Like, I don't want to do that, right? I'd rather go work someplace else to have more control over my time. And so you have to give a better option to the students to say, okay, well, yeah, you can go work in a small public kind of firm and have more experience working directly with clients and doing other things that you may not have had in a large public accounting firm. But I know when I was in college, you know, all I got from my professors was go to public accounting, yes. Big four, right? And while that's all well and good, there are just so many other experiences you can have out there. And I think when you limit to big four public accounting, you're missing a lot of things out there. And I think that's where students say, well, I don't want to do that. And so they kind of write off public accounting in general.
Well, they can't go into corporations unless they have a CPA to work under, right?
Right, right. And I think that's why then they avoid the CPA entirely, because they're like, oh, I'm going to go work in the corporate world. I don't need my CPA, so why go through all that work to get it, right?
I think you and I just solved the reason the profession is in the problems that they're in. You know, a person graduates law school, they don't tell them you have to go work for a patent law firm or, you know, and they take the bar exam and also all the people that teach the bar are attorneys. So, you know, and that's the whole thing. This is, people come out and they say, gee, I want to be a patent attorney. I want to be a criminal attorney. Yeah. You know, no one tells them what to do. Yeah. And this is what, I mean, you're really saying to the student today, you have to go to public accounting, you know, get that year's experience. Yeah. All right. Or, well, yeah, you can go to a corporation, but, you know, hey, better work under a CPA.
Right.
You got to find a CPA to work under.
Right. Yeah. It becomes limiting. It becomes very limiting. And then you're kind of forcing people out of, you know, that CPA path as a result.
Last question I want to ask you, okay, is tell a student, let's assume I'm a student and I come to you and I say, you know, what did the CPA do for you that if you didn't go for it, things would have changed? I mean, how has it changed your life? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't think I would have started a CPA practice, right, if I wasn't a CPA. I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity when I left public accounting to go in the corporate world. That opportunity wouldn't have existed if I wasn't a CPA. I think the doors that have opened up, you know, being a part of committees at the AICPA and the Illinois CPA Society level and the connections and things that came from that were all attributable to me taking the CPA exam and passing that and getting that certification. So I think getting the CPA just opens so many avenues and doors that you don't realize until you've done it, until you have that credential out there. And I think if I hadn't gone that path, I may have just gone the corporate world, right? Like I would be doing that right now. I'd be working the corporate job. Maybe I'd be fine, but I wouldn't have had the experience of starting and growing a CPA practice. I wouldn't have had experience, you know, when I worked in corporate, you know, doing working for a family office. And I wouldn't have had experience in, you know, kind of, you know, progressing up a CPA firm and getting that kind of that progression in my career if I hadn't had that CPA practice, CPA certification. So I think that just opens so many more doors. And as a result, I've had, you know, a lot of opportunity in my career, like teaching at Northwestern, that I probably wouldn't have had if I didn't have the CPA. So I'm, you know, kind of eternally grateful for having the CPA license and getting that certification as a result.
Good. That was a very good conversation. Now to say that. Because I was the last one who wanted to be a CPA.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and I'm glad because it opened doors for me that without it, I never would have opened. Yeah. So I think it was worthwhile. And I think people who don't take it, they're crazy. And to say that it's hard, yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But, you know, good things require some, you know, you have to do something for it, you know?
That's right.
So anyway, well, Josh, it was a pleasure meeting you. All right. And by the way, good luck if you go back to Oxford for any more British studies, Shakespeare. I'll tell you where I went that I really enjoyed because I don't travel a lot. But we decided 2 years ago, we went to Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. I love that place. And I thought to myself, I watched this House Hunters International.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them go to, and it just looks like it was clean. Mm-hmm. People were friendly. So, you know, I really like that place. And I've been to Phoenix, you know, and we have friends there. But, hey, United States has a lot of nice places to go to. It really does.
It does.
You know, so, and don't travel now. Don't let it go. You get older and older. Travel, right?
That's right.
Hey, you sound like you have a nice family.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck and don't drink too much.
Okay. Well, we'll do. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care. My pleasure. My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, today we had Josh on, who is a CPA. And Josh, by the way, I know a lot of people, do you get calls from people to say, tell me what it's like to go into the brewery consulting business? Do you say anything?
I do, yeah. I do say, you know, it's really interesting. It's a very interesting dynamic to work for the breweries. There's a lot of different things going on, and it's fun to do the accounting for those types of releases.
Josh, stay well. Did you get your shots?
I got my shots, yeah.
Good. Okay. So anyway, I wish you the best of luck. And this is Phil Yeager. And remember, every Tuesday, we have a new show. No reruns, like those cheap shows on TV. They film 15 episodes, and that's it for the year. All right? Not us. We're on every week. Okay? And I know you're probably saying, God, that's great. So anyway, don't forget, when you're looking at a CPA review course, there's only one and only one. Phil Yeager. I very rarely promote anything. The Yeager CPA review course. We follow the blueprints. The only course that follows the blueprints. Okay? Give it a look. Give it a try. And once again, take care. And please watch our next show next Tuesday. Thank you. And stay safe and be healthy.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.